Rabbi mentioned the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says that Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayam, it was Ein Simcha Elo B'Bisar Shlomim. And Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam, we don't have Shlomim, so Ein Simcha Elo B'Yayin. So there is a big machlok of Rishonim, where the Bizman has Simcha Deraisa Derabban, and Tosfos Shita and Moikot, and someone mentioned yesterday, Tosfos Shita in the beginning of Eilu Megalchin, is that the simcha b'zman hazeh is only mederabbanon. The real simcha, the only simcha derais, is really simcha by achilas korbanos. And the Rambam's opinion is that simcha b'zman hazeh is also derais. The Mishnah Brura on the last page in Chelek Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about simchas yontev, so the Mishnah Brura quotes the machlokes acharonim, how to read the Gemara. That what is the Raisa the Rabbanim? But the question is, how do you read the Gemara? You say Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Yekayim, you had to eat Bisar Korbanos. So Bizman Hazeh Ein Simcha Elo B'Yayin means that's all you need is Yayin. You don't need the Basar at all, because the Basar is not going to be Bisar Shlamim anyway. So what do you gain by having Kleishik? So you say no. Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Yekayim Ein Simcha Elo B'Bisar Shlamim Bisar Kotchim. Bizman Hazeh, the Basar is not sufficient. You have to have Basar B'Yayin. So Mishnah Brura thinks that Roi Bachroinim say that all you need is Yayin, that you don't really need Basar at all. But even though he thinks that a lot of Achroinim think like that, but the more popular way to understand it is that Bizman is that you have to have Basar V'Yayin. You have to have Basar V'Yayin. In fact, when you learn Yeridei on page Aleph, Amud Aleph, there's a Machlokes Achroinim, the tiny letters on the side. The Yad Avraham and the Yad Ephraim have a Machlokes whether one is in fulfillment of Simchas Yontov if he has chicken. Maybe it's only Bisar Behema, and Bisar Oaf is not sufficient. The same thing, let's say, whenever there's a Chiyav Simcha, let's say you have a Sheva Brachas, a wedding, or a Sheva Brachas, so the Suda is a Sudas Mitzvah because there's a Mitzvah of Simcha. When a Chas and Kal got married, there's an Indian of Simcha. So to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas mitzvah, maybe you have to have Davke Fleshiks. Maybe Melchiks is not good enough. That's how the Maram Shik writes in the Tshuva, that you can't have a Melchik wedding and you can't have a Melchik Sheva Brachas either. Sheva Brachas is also a Suda because of Simchas Chos and Mekalos. You have to have Fleshiks. And on the assumption that you need Fleshiks, that Yayin for sure you need. And on the assumption that you need Fleshiks, and then there's a further Shaila, maybe you need Davke beside Behemoth. Chicken is not acceptable. It's much more expensive to serve meat as opposed to chicken at a wedding. So there's a little safer Piskei Tshuva that was written by someone in a lodge, a dying in a lodge before the Second World War. So he usually quotes entertaining Tshuvas from Achreinim. It's like a Believe It or Not, a collection of Believe It or Not. He tells you, give chapter and verse exactly which page it is, because he may not believe that it says it in the Sefer, so he says, here, I'm telling you where it is. You can look it up yourself. You see that it's really there. So most of the Sefer, the overwhelming majority, 95% of the Sefer is quotations from Tshuvasvar. And every so often, he'll quote something that he heard, Baal Peh. So he quotes, he heard from the Ger Rebbe at that time, I don't know which Ger Rebbe it was, before the Second World War, that you should be machmer at a wedding at least to have 10 people who are served meat. Even if you can't afford meat for everybody, you're going to give chicken for everybody else, but you should have at least 10, a minion of people who are having flesh. So you know for sure that you're fulfilling simcha. Then there's a further diyun in Poskim. On Shabbos, there is no chiyuv simcha. Shabbos is just an inyan of oinik Shabbos, kibud v'yonik, but on Yontif, the Rambam writes that kibud v'yonik carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. The Gemara in Beitza seems to say not so. The Gemara in Beitza seems to say that pasuk in Yeshaya that says the karas of the Shabbos and Kedosh Hashem Mechupa talks about kibud v'yayinik. The Gemara in Beitza seems to say b'feirush it only goes on Shabbos, doesn't go on Yom Tov. But somehow the Rambam is more famous than the Gemara. The Beis Halevi points out that the Rambam is against the Gemara, but the Rambam is more famous than the Gemara. So everybody assumes that kibud v'yayinik applies equally to Shabbos and to Yom Tov. But on Yontif, not only is there a din of Oneg, there's a din of Simcha as well. So Simcha, Oneg, is subjective. Oneg depends on what you enjoy. So if a person doesn't enjoy fleshiks, he enjoys milchiks, he enjoys fish, so let him eat that. It says, in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person enjoys fasting better than eating, apparently there were some tzaddikim who were so ruchni is dik that they enjoyed fasting better than eating. So those who enjoy fasting better than eating should fulfill Oinik Shabbos by fasting. But the shaila is, what about Yontif? Yontif, you have to have dafke simcha, and simcha is dafke basav yayin. So some want to say, even if you choke on it, even if you don't enjoy the basav yayin, you got to have basav yayin. That's established, that's an objective standard. That's not determined subjectively. That's a din in poskim, whether oinig is certainly judged, is established subjectively, that says in Shulchan Aruch. What about simcha? Is simcha also judged subjectively? Basav yayin means if you enjoy it. You don't enjoy it, not. Or do you say, no, got to have the basav yayin even if you're choking on it. Korban Pesach is Korban Pesach. Even if you're a vegetarian, you have to have Korban Pesach, whether you like it or not.
It sounds like that you might, meaning of the focus here, that it's also the oneg is subjective. Talk about the rabbi would stop you from learning to go eat for oneg Shabbos.
So what do you see from the Gemara that one?
Like in the stomach, they were enjoying their learning. He would go and say you have to go eat something.
Yeah.
And the talk that's mentioned specifics also, like at which
No, they thought that they're doing a big mitzvah by learning and fasting. They would really enjoy eating on Shabbos. So he said, no, it's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos.
Why mention specific food?
That's what people enjoy. They knew that that was their favorite. So they mentioned those foods.
The Gemara says, appeal to Bar Muach, the Kars of the Harsana. The Gemara is giving suggestive things, saying, even something sweet. The Gemara suggests. It says, even
Kars of the Harsana. Kars of the Harsana is the least. That's the least.
Many options.
You have to have something, yeah, yeah. Shulchan Aruch says like that, whatever you enjoy. There is a discussion, the Darkei Moshe by the Ramban, the bottom of the Tur, has this discussion that the Gemara says explicitly that if a person had a frightening cholam on Leil Shabbos, he's obligated to fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos. Tainus Chalom doesn't need a Kabbalah. Whenever you're mechuyif to fast, so you don't need a Kabbalah. When you're not mechuyif to fast, then you have to be mekabel Tainus. So if Yom Kippur, you mechuyif to fast in Atar, Tisha B'Av, you mechuyif to fast Midi Rabbanon. And another Tainus, if a person is mekabel Tainus, then he's mechuyif to fast. Not mekabel Tainus, not mechuyif to fast. So Tainus Chalom, one is mechuyif to fast. If he had a frightening dream, and he's frightened and he's scared about the dream. If he just laughs away the dream, he just wakes up and he forgets about it, doesn't bother him, then he's not mechuyif to fast. But if he had a scary dream, and he can't get it out of his system, then he's mechuyif to fast. So the Gemara says one has to fast even on Shabbos. So Nebi says explicitly whether you have to fast the Tainus Chalom even on Yontif. So that's what the Ramo has a pilpul. There's a long dark emotion in Hilchas Yontif whether one fasts Tainus Chalom on Yontif. So some Achrayim, he quotes different Achrayim. The Ramo and the dark emotion quotes different. So some Achrayim understood that the reason why he allowed to fast on Shabbos is because under these circumstances he would enjoy fasting better than eating. So just like the Hasidim who enjoy fasting better than eating, they let them fast on Shabbos. That'll be their Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is determined subjectively. So then if a person had a frightening cholam, so then under these circumstances he would enjoy fasting better than eating. So if that's the beer, maybe it shouldn't apply to Yontif, because since on Yontif there's a chi of simcha, so maybe simcha is not determined subjectively. Maybe their objective standard, you have to eat. And the other suggestion that the Poskim have is no, that the reason why you're allowed to fast on Shabbos is because it's a shtikol pikuach nefesh. The chaloim is very frightening, and a chaloim is echem mishishim b'nevuah. Someone really may die, according to the chaloim. So someone really may die over here. And the Gemara says, yofet tainus ha-chalom ke'esht lino iris, that if you fast on that day, so then this can is like Akrobus Akorban, so this can sometimes break this nevuah l'roah that the person had, the echad mishishim nevuah, and it may save someone's life. So it's like a sofik bikoch nefesh. So sofik bikoch nefesh is the echad kol atar kula. So since fasting helps to break the chaloim ra, so maybe that's where you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's a hezber, then it's the same thing for yontif. But if you say the first hezber, that under the circumstances when one has a chaloim ra, he personally would enjoy fasting better than eating because he's so frightened about the halayim, then there's room to say that on Yom Tov you shouldn't be permitted to fast the Tainus Chalom.
Why should he say Tanisun or Tanisun?
The Gemara says if a person had a halayim ra on Shabbos and he fasts, then he has to fast on Sunday also. So Tosfos, in different places, Tosfos in Nazir and in Tainus, Tosis understands Tzach L'meis of Tainus L'Tanisa means that he did a bit of an Iser on Shabbos by fasting, so he needs a kapara for that. So he has to fast on Sunday to get a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos. So the shaila is, but if you hold that, if you either pshat that we said, if you hold either pshat, that it's a shtickle pikuach nefesh, that pikuach nefesh is deiche isurim, even isurim deraisa, or say the other pshat, that Oinik Shabbos is determined subjectively, so this under the circumstances, this is his Oinik Shabbos. Why does he need a kapara? It's problematic with the Tosfos. So that's Rav Soloveitchik used to give a different shot. He used to think that, not like Tosfos. He used to think Tzach L'meis of Tainus L'Tanisa is that really, if a person has a Haloim Ra on a Wednesday night and he fasts on Thursday, so that's a perfect Tainus. A Tainus on a Sunday through Friday, that's a perfect Tainus. A person fasts on Shabbos, Shabbos is a day of Einik. It's not a day of Simcha, but it's a day of Einik. So Tainus really doesn't fit in. So even if the person does fast, Yom Kippur every so often falls on Shabbos and we do fast. But if you fast on Shabbos, it's not a complete kiyum of a tannis. So perhaps what the Gemara meant to say, it's not like this. Perhaps the Gemara meant to say, Tzach L'meis of Tainus L'Tainisai, he has to fast on Shabbos because the Chalei Merah was on Friday night. And the Gemara says it's best to fast that day, not to postpone the Tainus Chalei to the next day. But the Tainus that one will have on Shabbos is an incomplete Chal Hashem Tainus, because Shabbos is supposed to be a day of Einik. So Tzach L'meis of Tainus L'Tainisai to be mashlim. Not as a kapora for having done something wrong, and Hashem didn't do anything wrong. Tzach L'meis of Tainus Tanisa means that the Tainus that he fasted on Shabbos was an incomplete Tainus. So to break the Chalayim, you have to have a better Tainus. So he has to fast on Sunday. Let him just fast on Sunday. Because he's going to fast on Sunday. Umar says, no, that the Tainus Chalayim has to be on that day, Mamash. You have to have on that day, but it's incomplete, so you have to have tomorrow as well. But the Tosfos writes not so. So the Tosfos really, how did Tosfos understand the Gemara? What do you mean you need a kapara? If you need a kapara, so don't do it in the first place. So don't fast on Shabbos. That's what the Netziv works hard. The Netziv and the Shiurim. In the Meroi Mesoda, they have the Shiurim that the Netziv gave when he was Rosh Hashiva and Balojim. So he has a paragraph on this to try to knock some sense into the Tosfos. It's a difficult Tosfos. Yeah, by a bris, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Erev Shabbos comments on the Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to have an elaborate meal on Erev Shabbos out of Kvod Shabbos. You should eat the Shabbos day meal at the oven. Some places they have Friday afternoon, they have fleishiks. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not proper. You're not supposed to have a fleishik meal on Friday. So the shaila is, what if you have a bris on Friday morning? Even Friday morning shouldn't have a fleishik meal. So what if you have a bris? Is there a chiyuv to have fleishiks by a bris? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shaloh, who quotes that he had two rabbeim. So whenever there would be a bris on, and they always used to give fleishiks by a bris in the days of the early Achrayim. So the, one of the rabbeim would participate in the Suda on Friday, the other rabbi would participate. The machlokes was, is it nikar adin that a bris has to be fleishik? Because the whole idea of sasan echale masachik emotzi shalol rov, the Gemara says in the first daf in daf kuf lamed amnal, first daf in perek ablez of the milo, we're learning masachik Shabbos in case anybody forgot. Yeah, so in the 24 prokhmas, one parak is all about bris milah. So the Gemara quotes that pasuk from Tilm, Sasanecha de Masechet Kemoitzi Shol Rav, refers to the fulfillment of the mitzvah bris milah. So there's an inyan of simcha, that's why the Gemara has a discussion. You should have said, Baruch HaKeinu Shas Simcha Mamono, by the Bichas Hamazon, by a bris milah, because there's an inyan of simcha, but because of the Tzara de Yenuka, so that's why you leave it out. By Pidyon HaBen, you don't say Shas Simcha Mamona, because there's no Simcha in the first place. But by Achasen, you do say Shas Simcha Mamona. By Bris, you should have said Shas Simcha Mamona, but you leave it out because of Tzara de Yenuka. So there is an inyan of Simcha. So that's why there was a machlekes, whether the Chiyav Suda requires Medina, requires Fleishiks or not. So if you really require Fleishiks Medina, then you can have Fleishiks even if it's Friday. It's not that I'm choosing to have a Fleishik meal. It's a Bris, you have to have Fleishiks. So the Pashta says that that's a machlekes where they need basa, but yayin everyone agrees you should have. Now even when you have a fleshig bris, they usually don't give yayin. Mishneh Berurah said that yayin is luchaladeis by yontif, and flesh is the machlekes. For brachas also, sometimes people make, remember one of the boys in the kollel made a milchig wedding. So when we heard about it, he's going to have a melchik wedding, a month, 2 months in advance. So I remember I brought in the tshuvas of the Maharamshik to him, and I said, take a look. He says, I'll take a look after he gets married. So we didn't understand why he didn't want. Okay, if you can't afford it, it's one thing. So it turns out that he was the assistant rabbi there or something, and he had to have the wedding in that shul. He was the Uterex, and he had to have the wedding in that shul, and he didn't trust the hashgacha. He didn't trust the rabbi's hashgacha on the fleshiks. On the milchiks, he thought it was okay. But on the fleshiks, he didn't. So that's why he had a milchik wedding. The end was he got divorced from his wife. Maybe that's why, because he had a milchik wedding. I don't know.
Huh?
What would the thing that we say by a chasana that we would have said by a chasana? So the baby's not crying anymore. It's already, he had the bris a couple of weeks ago. Now he's not crying. So they say, no, there's no abamina by picking up then. There's no simcha in the first place.
At a wedding, would having meat at the smorg count as meat after the wedding, or would it have to be at the meal?
Pashto says, if they'd have the smorg after the wedding, that would be a sudas mitzvah. But if they have the smorg before, sometimes they have a reception after the chuppah. So that would be a sudas mitzvah. But if they have it before, so that's like an engagement party. Would you say tachnun? We don't say tachnun. We don't say tachnun shachris when the chosen is in shul. Even if the wedding is going to be at night. Yeah, we don't say tachnun. Meaning is, tachnun is a machlokes, whether it's a choiva or reshus. The Rambam seems to say that tachnun is a choiva, unless it's a resh chedesh, Shabbos Yonta, whatever. And we don't follow the Rambam. We follow the Tur, B'Shem HaGadim, that Tachnun is only a Rishus. So every so often we leave out Tachnun, even though we don't really have such a valid cause.
And also, if you're tasting food for Shabbos and Friday,
can
you taste it?
Can you taste?
Taste
something
flesh.
Yeah, you're tasting. Okay. Okay, if you don't have a whole meal, that's not it. Okay. How often do you have to have fleishiks on Pesach? Every single day? You have to have fleishiks. Let's say every day of Chalamad you have to have fleishiks. So the Mishnah in Sukkah says, Perek Lulav Arava. So it says, Hasimcha kol shmoina. Each day of Sukkah is the zechi of Simcha. And the Pashto says, Bezman HaMikdash, you have to have Bsar Shlomim every single day. Bezman HaZeh, so you have to have Yayin every day, Abasa V'Yayin every day. So it's whether that carries over to Pesach or not. Because the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud draws a contrast between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that on Sukkot every day you say Halal Shalem, and on Pesach you only say Halal the first day in Eretz Yisrael, 2 days, Yom Tov Shenei Shel Golias and Chutz Lortz. So the Gemara explains why is that, how come you only say Halal on the first day of Pesach and every day of Sukkot you say Halal. The Gemara says that Sukkot is Chalukim B'Korban HaSeim, every day there's a different Korban. The Pari HaChag HaMismatim Holchem. So therefore what? Therefore, what variety is the spice of life? So therefore, what? So Rav Soloveitchik is to explain, and others say the same as well, that what it means is like this. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs always comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. The Rambam, a lot of times, is attacking fiercely the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, because he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Bahag is the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Halachas Gedolos included Amniras Halal as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Rambam attacks the Bahag. He says Halal is only Midrabbanan. How does he include that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? You should only include Taryag Mitzvahs Halal the Moshe Misina. Only those 630 Mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu means Mitzvahs that are Minatur. So the Ramban comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. So he says maybe Halal is the Raisa because it's an extension of Simchas Yontav, the Simcha Saguf by having Basa V'Yayin. Then the Simchas HaNeshama by reciting Halal. And he interprets the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud. The whole Gemara is discussing Simcha. So Rav Soloveitchik explained it by Riches. The Gemara says, you say Halal on Yontav, how come you don't say Halal on every Shabbos? Gemara says, Shabbos is Lo Ikri Moed. What does that mean? Yontav is Ikri Moed, Shabbos is Lo Ikri Moed. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's what it means. Yontav is moed means that there's a chiyav simcha. Shabbos there is no chiyav simcha. Shabbos there is no chiyav simcha. The Achrayim have a whole discussion. How come we say Yisnu Chub Malchus Hashem or Shabbos if there's no chiyav simcha on Shabbos? So the Stechemen has pages and pages. Alikut of all Achrayim who discuss the topic. Okay, but that says in Tosfos and Moed Katna has like that. How come Yontav is Derech Avelis, Shabbos is not Derech Avelis? Because on Yontav there's a chiyav simcha. The simcha and Avelis are tied to the sasri. In Shabbos there is no chiyav simcha. Tosfos quotes it from Yerushalmi like that. Shabbos there is no chiyav simcha. So that's what the Gemara means. Shabbos you don't say halal because halal is a form. Halal is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontav. And on Shabbos there is no chiyav simcha. Then the Gemara asks, how come you don't say halal every Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is Zikri Moed. Rav Soloveitchik explained what's the question. Because the Torah quotes from the Gaonim that there's a chiyav simcha on Rosh Chodesh. It says in Yom Simchas Madechem Rosh Chodeshem, v'skaitem chatzaitzu. So you see from that parsha that there is a chiyav simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara answers that it's lo yigdish basiyas malacha. You're permitted to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So what does that mean? So the Ramban says lo nismayit ela Rosh Chodesh bigvulin. That Rosh Chodesh chutz lebeis hamikdash is irrelevant. Sounds from the Ramban that Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash there was a chiyuv medina to recite halal. Because Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash is relevant. You have to bring karbanos al masafim. So there is a chiyuv simcha in Rosh Chodesh. Rosh mechas ma'adechem Rosh HaShechem. Skaitam chatzetzes halal lasechem aziv chisham lechem. The Goyim show from that pasuk that there's a chiyuv simcha in Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban in the Seif HaMitzah sound like he learns there's a chiyuv simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. But bigvulin, it's irrelevant. You don't bring karbanos bigvulin. There are no special mitzvahs in tilos, lulvachilas, matzah, yeshiva, besukah. You don't do anything on Rosh Chodesh. You daven musaf. Okay. You daven musaf because in the Shalom of Farm Shalsein. But there are no mitzvahs and it's muta basiyas malacha. So the Ramban's Lashon in the Sefer Mitzvahs is, and it's my tell of Rosh Chodesh bigvulin from reciting halal. Sounds like in the Beis HaMikdash there was a chiyuv medina to recite halal shalom. That's what it sounds like in the Ramban. So Rav Soloveitchik said from his father. His father said such a chiddush, and then he said that many years later he found this Ramban. He thinks the Ramban says that in Mikdash there was a chiyuv medina to recite halal shalom on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that explains where the minyan came from. The Gemara says that when Rav came to Bavel, he found the balabatim were big amiratzim. They didn't know anything. They were cooking basar b'cholov. They were challah shabbos. They were doing a lot of things wrong. And he had a whole job of educating. He took a rabbonus and he had a whole job of educating the balabatim, raising the level of religious observance and Torah learning. So one of the things, he came to shul on Rosh Chodesh, and all of a sudden, there they go again. They don't know anything. They're saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, hey, we want to walk over to the chazan. You don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. There is no such thing. And by the time he before he got a chance to go to the chazan, chazan already skipped one of the prokem and halal, and he said bedilug. We say halal bedilug. Ah, so one kasha for him for the other kasha. So you understood it's a new minigam mokmi. I never heard of it. So Tosfos points out, from that Gemara you see, they're reciting Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig, and that's why there's a machlok, that's why they say a bracha. The Mechaber says, you don't say a bracha min hagim, because you can't say v'tzivonu. It's not a mitzvah, even with the rabban, it's only a minig. So where did the minig come from? Yesh meyayin, a minig from thin air. So the answer is no, the minig came from in Migdash, there was chiv medina to say halal shalom. Because Rosh Chodesh and Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiv simcha. As the pasuk says, "Yom Simchas Madechem Rosh Hashanah Meskaitem Achatzitzus." And Chutz LaMikdash, the Ramban writes, "Lenismayit El Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin," that you don't say halal. So how come you say halal shalom every day of Sukkot and on Pesach you don't say every day? So the Gemara explains, Sukkot every single day there's a separate chiyuv simcha. Why? Because chalukim b'korban haseim doesn't mean that variety is the spice of life. What it means is that you look in Chumash, it says V'yam Hasheni, V'yam Hashlishi, V'yam Ravi. Every day has its own parsha. Every day has its own parsha. There's a separate Kedusha Sayyam on the first day, on the second day, on the third day. On Pesach it says Koch Tosaloyam Shivas Yamim. All the 7 days of Pesach are included in one parsha. So there's one Chiyuv Simcha for the duration of the 7 days of Pesach. So once you said Halal on the first day, you were Yotzei Simchas Yontav, so you're not Mukhiv to repeat again Halal. By us, we live in Chutzlar, so we observe Yom Tov Sheni Sveika D'Yomas, and maybe saying Halal yesterday was Erev Pesach, maybe it was Chol, so we have to say the second day also. Well, let's say Rav Soloveitchik heard from his father. What if a person was sick in the hospital the first 2 days of Pesach, and he didn't daven, he didn't say Halal? So when he comes to, when he wakes up after the surgery of Chalamai, the first occasion he has in Mechuv to say Halal Shalom, It's not that in the first 2 days they say halal, the rest of the days you don't say halal. You have to say halal once during the course of Pesach. So say on the first day. And if you said on the first day, then it's a sfeik of the yom, and maybe the first day was Erev Yom Tov, so you got to say on the second day. But once you said once halal shalom on Pesach, then you were yotze. But on Sukkot, every day has its own parsha, so there's a chiyuv simcha every day. So if you say like that, so then there's room to say that there's no chiyuv to have basa v'yayin every day of Pesach. Once you had basa v'yayin on the first 2 days, so then you were yotze for the rest of Pesach. Could be that the Mishnah in Sukkah that says Hasimcha Kol Shmaina only applies to Sukkahs and doesn't apply to Pesach.
So also in the Birkas of Torah on Shabbos Kolamoy, Pesach we say Mekadesh Shabbos.
Yeah, there are more quotes from the Hagos Minhagim like that, and the reason for the difference is because Chalukim Mekabban Hasein. So that doesn't make any sense. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara Be'ma Madlikin has a discussion. On Chalamoy, there's no chiyuv to recite Haftorah. You have Kriyas Haftorah, you give four aliyas, but you don't have a Haftorah. On Shabbos, you have a Haftorah. So what if it's Shabbos Chalamoy? Do you mention the fact that it's Chalamoy in the Birchas Haftorah? Or do you say no? The only reason why there's Haftorah is because it's Shabbos, not because it's Chalamoy. So you just mention Shabbos. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. No one in the Gemara, none of the Rishonim ever came up with this distinction between Chalamoy Pesach and Chalamoy Sukkot. That's the Ramah quotes it from Hagos Menon. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's wrong and that it's a mistake. I remember I was once in a yeshiva in London on Shabbos Chalamoy Sukkot. So the Rosh Yeshiva told the Gabbai, whoever gets maftir, make sure he does like the Vilna Gaon. He shouldn't say like it's printed in the Siddur. So the Gabbai said, they're going to be afraid. So he said, so give me maftir. I'm not afraid of the Siddur. He's not afraid of this. Everyone's afraid of this. Afraid of the Ramah. The Ramah quoted this from the Hagos Menhagim. So he said, he's the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, I'm not afraid. I'll do the correct way, not to say, yeah.
But it doesn't matter, let's say, Chol Moed versus the second day. It's either every day or just once that you didn't have Bas HaGayayim. But like Chol Moed versus...
Right.
That doesn't really matter.
Same thing. Well, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an Inyan. On Shabbos, there's an Inyan of Kibbutz V'Yoinik. The Rambam claims the Kibbutz V'Yoinik carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. That's the Rambam, that's against the Gemara. So Einik Shabbos, on Chalamoy, there is no din of Kibbutz V'Yoinik. There's a din HaMevazah Samoyodos. If you walk around on Chalamoy dressed like a regular weekday, that's called Mevazah Samoyodos. You're not allowed to be Mevazah Chalamoy. Rashi, on his commentary on Pirkei Avos, if it's by Rashi, the Mefarish is called Rashi on Pirkei Avos, writes on Mevazah Samoyodos, this goes on Chalamoy, if you dress like a regular weekday. So that's not proper. But there is no chiyuv kibud v'yonik, there's a chiyuv simcha on Chalamoy. But if you were yotzei ready simcha, then you're not mechuyev to have fleishik on Chalamoy Pesach. But the last days should be treated like Shabbos, or whatever you would serve on Shabbos. So you would serve chicken on Shabbos. To insist afkan besar behema basar v'yayin, that's on once during the course of Pesach. But to have chicken, whatever you would have on the Shabbos, that's kibud v'yani. So according to the Rambam, kibud v'yani carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But the special din of Yom Tov over Shabbos, that's only once during the course of Pesach. You don't need every single day.
Is there any shear for the basar
v'yayin? Stomach means a little yayin that relaxes the person. Stomach, you're not yotze with grape juice. Means a little yain that relaxes you, so you have less tension. Doesn't mean you have to get drunk. Adolayada. That's once a year is adolayada.
So but doesn't that be kizayas meat or vias yainus?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Why do we say chatzihal
the rest of Pesach? It's not mentioned in the Gemara. Not mentioned in the Gemara. So the Rambam writes that chatzihal on the rest of Pesach is only a minhog, like the Gemara says that chatzihal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhog. And then the Rambam holds that you don't see a brocha on a minhog. So the Rambam says you don't see a brocha on Rosh Chodesh on the rest of Pesach on the chatzihal. The Mechaber writes like the Rambam. Many Svardim follow the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes that the Ramban disagrees and he distinguishes. He says, Chatzihal am Rosh Chodesh, that's explicit in the Gemara, that's only a minhog. Rab iklu lebovel, Rab came to Bovel, he was already an adult, he already had smicha. He never heard of this minhog to recite the Chatzihal am Rosh Chodesh. That's a minhog that originated in Bovel. And the Ramban suggests that maybe Chatzi Halan, Chalamayt Pesach, is a takon with the Rabban. Maybe even those who wouldn't say a bracha on Chatzi Halan Rosh Chodesh, maybe Chatzi Halan Pesach is a takon of the Rabban. Not sure, it's unclear, it's unclear. The Rambam holds a minig. Yeah, why do we say Chatzi Halan? So the Rabban Yoni writes on the side over the rear from Brachas that the Gemara says in Shabbos, we learned that Gemara in Shabbos, you're not allowed to say halal every day. So Rabbi Yoni understands it doesn't only mean you're not allowed to say halal every day. One is not permitted to say halal on a day when you're not obligated to, even if it's not b'chol yom. So you're not allowed to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. In order not to violate the yisr, so that's why we say chatzi halal. You leave out a little bit, because to say halal shalom when one is not obligated is an yisr. It's not because of the bracha. That's the issue of halal on Yom Atzmaut. People say, what's so bad is, they say, halal without a bracha, what could be wrong? What could be wrong is that one is in violation of the din. Whenever one is not obligated to recite halal, so you're not allowed to say halal. So if you want to say halal on a day when you're not obligated, so you got to say chatzi halal. You've got to leave out a little bit.
If you think that there might be a chiyuv halal on your matzvah, then would you be
yotzi
with
chatzi halal? If there's a chiyuv halal, then you're not yotzi, no. The halal is, whenever there's a chiv, you have to say the whole hour. So Rav Soloveitchik thought there's no chiv, you have to have a takonas chachamim to have a chiv. It doesn't happen by itself. So that's why he said that those who want to say halal should recite chatzi halal without a brach. That was his suggestion. Every year he gave a different suggestion, but the last years that he was here in yeshiva, that was his concluding suggestion.
And so we say halal shalim every day?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. Also, how do we say, so how come Ashkenazim say halal on Rosh Chodesh with the bracha?
We mechuyev mitam minig. A minig is also binding. A minig is binding. Midirabbanan, the Gemara says in Nidorim, daf pe'alaf on the base, there's all simen in Yerudeya. In simen reishu dalet, that based on that, ran in Nidorim, daf pe'alaf on the base, and ran quotes the Tosfos, that Tosfos learns the Gemara, that whenever there's a minig is binding midirabbanan mitam neder. It's not benatur, because the neder needs levate bisosayim. Nefesh kisishova levate bisosayim, says by Shavua. Nefesh kisishova levate bisosayim, some parshas by Yikra. But we assume, that most of the Rishonim assume, that it carries over from Shavua to neder, also you need levate bisosayim. So it's not going to be a neder minatur, it's only going to be minig is binding mitam neder midirabbanan. So you mechuyev mid rabbanan to observe a minig, whether it's a minig ayochad, a minig kehila, a minig amishpacha, mechuyev mid rabbanan. So that's why Tosfos holds that one recites the bracha. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn the Gemara like that. The Rambam never says that one is obligated to observe a minig itam neder. The Rambam in the Tshuvas Rambam learns that if one observes a minig, it's not a violation. One is permitted to observe a minig, and it's not a violation of Baltasiv, just like one accepts upon himself a neder. That's not a violation of Baltasiv. So too, if one wants to volunteer a minig, it wouldn't be in violation of Baltasiv. That's what it means. Minig is like a neder. It's just like a neder is not, strictly speaking, it's not a violation of Baltasiv. Minig is also not a violation of Baltasiv. The Rambam only seems to say that a minig ha-tzibur is binding because otherwise there's an isa parish midarki atzibur, a different pshat. And then the Rambam says that it's only if the minig is it's an issue that comes up frequently. If the minig once every 50 years, whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Wednesday, whenever Rosh Chodesh year falls out on a Wednesday, you say a different after whatever, it's an awkward a minig once in a long while, once in a yovel. So the Rambam says the minig is not binding on the Dovah Shein HaMatzui. So the Rambam seems that that's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik interpreted the Rambam. It's the Rambam in Hilchos Treifas, in Hilchos Shechita. So the Rambam says there's some things that are treifam in Atur, some things are treifam in the Rabbanan, and other things are treifam itam minig, but if it's a very rare shaila that comes up, a minig is not binding on the Dovah Shein HaMatzui. So the Rambam seems to be saying that a minig hatzibur is binding because of Parish Min HaTzibur. Parish Min HaTzibur is a new Isser. The Rambam in Hilchus Tshuva writes, if a person is a Shegetz, that is Parish Min Darki HaTzibur, so whatever, Ein L'chel K'elam Abba. So the Ravid asks, what is Parish Min Darki HaTzibur? What did he do? Did he worship Abba Dezor? So he said what it means. Well, what does it mean, Parish Min Darki HaTzibur? So the Rambam means, Parish Min Darki HaTzibur is a separate Isser. He observes Shabbos and kashas everything, but the expression in Yiddish is emach Shabbos vazich. He's all on his own. He doesn't go along with the tzibur. He doesn't fast. He doesn't participate in the shul campaign to donate money to the shul. And when there goes a tainis, he doesn't go along. He does everything on his own. So everything on his own. The Rambam holds that's a separate issue of parish medarki hatzibur. So the Rambam seems to say that only minhagi hatzibur are binding, because it's an iser. Otherwise, you perp. So that, even though it's binding, you don't see a bracha, because you're only observing the minig, not to violate the iser of parish medarki. You're not observing the minig. If you hold like Tosfos that a minig is binding min the rabbanim mitam neder, so there's such a concept as nidre mitzvah. So nidre mitzvah are a mitzvah, the kiyum asay. The kiyum asay. A person takes a neder, he's not going to, takes a shvua, he's not going to attend the chasana of his brother-in-law. He doesn't like his brother-in-law, he's not going to go to the wedding. But he has a mitzvah. He fulfilled the mitzvah by not attending. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah. He didn't violate an avera. It's an iser asay. It's not a mitzvah saseh. If a person takes nidre mitzvah, takes a neder to donate money to tzedakah, takes a neder to start learning daf yomi, takes a neder to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash or something like that, nidre mitzvah, so that's a kiyum saseh. That's not just an iser saseh. Now, Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs draws that distinction. The Rambam counts only one mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah secha tishma v'yasisa. And Cholayetz Mepivyasa is a repeat. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah saseh to observe Nedarim and Shavuos. So the Ramban says it's not one. Cholayetz Mepivyasa is in Parshas Matos, that's an Iser Asay. In Motzvah Secha Tishma Vyosisa Kasher Adarta L'Shachan Kachan Adova Kasher Dibarta Beficha, that's on Nidre Mitzvah, that's a Kiyum Asay. That's a Kiyum Asay, they're two different things. Rav Soloveitchik thought the Rambam also agrees with the Ramban, the two different things, but he thought it's sufficiently similar that it should belong in one mitzvah saseh. He didn't think that they were arguing about this. He thought they probably both agreed that one is a kiyum asay and one is an iser asay. So Tosfos thinks that the Ran and the Dorim and Daf Peyala quotes this Tosfos. Tosfos read the Gemara like that. That minig is binding midirabbana mitam neder. It's midirabbana because he never said levati b'sosam. He never pronounced it with his lips. So midirabbana is considered a nidre mitzvah. Nidre mitzvah is a kiyum asay, so you're mekayim a mitzvah by observing the minig to recite chatzi hal on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam holds that the reciting chatzi hal is a minig atzibur, so if you don't say it, you'll be a shegetz. So you better say the chatzi hal, not to be parish mendaki atzibur. But you don't say a bracha when you do something in order not to violate an aver. You only say a bracha when you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So Tosfos holds that the minig mitam neder nidre mitzvah, so it's a kiyum a mitzvah, so you say a bracha. And the Rambam understood minig is like neder totally differently. Just like by neder, there's no bal teisiv, so minig there's no bal teisiv, but it's not really binding. It's only in nidre, in hagi atzibur are binding, because otherwise it'll be purish min atzibur, purish midake atzibur. Yeah, how do you?
What's the sort of halon chanukah?
Halon chanukah is not that of simchas yantim, that's zechel enes. There are three halos, then in civics explains. There's halal B'shas HaNes, that's Az Yoshir, we learn that from Az Yoshir. Then it's Halal Zechel HaNes, that's on Chanukah. Leil Pesach, we say in the Haggadah, B'chol Dovah Dar Chayvar Om Le'usatzim Ki Lo'atzim Zahar. T'fich HaNach Na Chayovim LaHalal, that's called Halal B'shas HaNes. That's what the Riff on Psochim quotes Rav Haigwen. The Rav Elvel Soloveitchik quotes, and he has a whole essay on that. That's Halal on Pesach night, that's Halal B'shas HaNes, just Az Yoshir. And then halal on Chanukah, that's halal zechel anes. And then halal on yom tovim, that's a halal, an expression of simchas yontem. The three different dinim. The Gemara has differences between them.
Okay. According to what you were saying before about eating once on yontem with the basar, you're saying you don't need to do the whole shiva. Does that mean on Shvi'i Shel Pesach there would be a din of oneg and out of simcha, like it would be more of a Shabbos?
Right. That's what we just said. That the last days of Pesach should be like Shabbos, because they already had simcha in the first days. Yeah. I'll actually say that since the minig is that to say either the minig or the din midirabbanan is that to say chatzi halal every day of Pesach, so midirabbanan or mitam minig, we observe simcha every day, so maybe midirabbanan or mitam minig, we have tapas of yain every day of Pesach also. Possibility. Once they introduce the amiras chatzi halal, even though it's not a chalukim b'korban and same. So you want to do the simcha every day, so maybe you should have basar v'yayin every day. That's a possibility. There's a special din how you have to broil the Korban Pesach. It says in the Chumash Rosh al Krov al Kirboy. That's called Mekulos. Everything all piled together. So Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam, that for sure, that's a Gemara in Mokim Shenagel. Today you're not allowed to broil Lekovet Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Gidi Mekulos. Because there's a chashash, people will think that he's eating kotchim machutz. It's a Amara sign. People think you're allowed to eat kotchim machutz, or people will think that he's eating kotchim machutz. Either people will think that it's mutter to eat it, or people will think that he's violating the Issa, Amara sign, whatever. There are two kinds of Amara sign. What about just eating tzli on Pesach night? So the Mishnah has, there's a whole perek mokum shenodu on Masechus Pesachim. So the Mishnah records mokum, there were two minhagim. Some communities had the meaning that you're not allowed to eat tzli, even not mekulos, you're not allowed to eat tzli on Leil Pesach because people would think that you're eating kotchim achutz. And other communities had a minig, they didn't have such a minig, and it sounds as if they had a minig daf to have zechel amigdash, they had daf kitzli. Different minhagim. Yeah, today the minig by all Ashkenazim is that we don't permit tzli, and not only tzli on meat, the Korban Pesach has to be menakvasa menizim tikochu. It can't be chicken, so even if you're going to eat chicken on Pesach, more correct is you should have Besar Behema because of Simchas Yontif. But let's say you're not going to follow that opinion. You're going to have chicken. So the meaning is that you don't have tzli on chicken either. Even pot roast, many say the meaning is you don't have pot roast, even though it's not really broiled.
Wasn't the Mishnah critical of Tados Yishraimi who ate tzli?
Yeah, the Gemara says that there was Tudas Yishraimi ate tzli gedim akulos. He broiled the whole animal altogether. So they said, that for sure is awesome. Even if you have the minhag hamakom that you do eat tzli, but to eat gedim akulos, that for sure, that's a marisain of eating of kotchim bachut. So that you shouldn't do. That for sure you shouldn't do. So they were prepared, the Romans prepared to put this fellow, he lived in Rome, to this Yishraimi, they almost put him a chem, but because he was known as a tzaddik, so they let him get off this time. And they warned him he shouldn't do it next place. Yeah.
But if someone lives in Yerushalayim.
What is?
If someone lives in Yerushalayim. So, like, it wouldn't be a problem of me to cut the kachim
machut. There wouldn't be a problem of what?
Of kachim machut, even if it really was. Let's take kachim machut, right? If he lives in Yerushalayim.
When today?
Or when in times of the Gemara? Either way, like, would that be a permissible
thing? But there's no mizbeach. We know that nobody shechted a Korban Pesach. So if he's going to eat, it'll look like he's eating kotchim that were not nishchatu in the Beis HaMikdash.
I'm saying, okay, well, in the times of Beis HaMikdash, did they already have
the Xeria? Times of Beis HaMikdash, they had to eat the Gedi Makulas. Everybody had to eat.
Everyone wasn't Yerushalayim eating real
heaven. I mean, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Chutzli Yerushalayim, whether this minig existed, not to eat Chutzli Yerushalayim, I don't know. The Pashto says that the meaning not to eat tzli began after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He raises the question, maybe Bizman HaMikdash, whoever lived Chutz Yerushalayim, also shouldn't be allowed to eat tzli. People think that they're eating Kotchim HaChutz, it doesn't seem that there was such a meaning. It sounds from the Mishnah and the Gemara that the meaning only began after the Churban Abayim.
So after the Churban Abayim, like, why are people thinking you're eating Kotchim HaChutz?
You have the Shomronim. They bring a Korban Pesach every year on Har Grizin. Mamish Shchut Echutz. They bring it. So the Shomronim were claimed that they're Jewish. So the Chachamim said it. So the Balabatim started a minig. The Daf cannot eat any tzli. No one should eat. No one should think they were doing the same as the Shomronim. Even if you roast it separately, also. No, if you have gedi makulos, that's locholadeus. That's the minig is not to have. That's not proper. But to have roasted, the minig by Ashkenazim is. I don't know by Svardim, but the minig by Ashkenazim is we don't have any tzli at all, even if it's not makulos, and we don't even have chicken that's pot roast. We don't even have pot roast either. The Rambam writes that when you broil the Korban Pesach, he quotes the dinim and the psukim and the chumash. When you broil the Korban Pesach, not supposed to slice it, not supposed to make lamb chops first and then broil it. You have to broil the whole lamb, the Korban Pesach, all together, and then you cut it up afterwards. You slice it after you did the tzli. So the Rambam is interesting. The Rambam says, before you broil the korban Pesach, you have to take out the chalev to burn the chalev on the mizbech. That's a double poshut. Then when you broil, so usually if you're going to broil, so you assume that the tzliya is going to remove all of the dam. You have to broil it in such a way that the dam should drip down. Like if you salt meat, so you assume the salting will remove all the dam. Whatever dam remains, a lot of dam remains after salting and after broiling. Whatever dam remains after salting or after broiling, we declare as moel habosam. So that's only declared as moel habosam if it's dam in the capillaries. But if it's big arteries of dam, so that's not going to come out with broiling, and that's not going to come out with salting. So you have to yank out all the big arteries of dam. If you're going to salt it with the arteries or with the big veins, you're going to broil it with the big veins, and it's going to be mavliya the dam into the flesh. You have to rip out the chutei hadam. So the Rambam says that's all. You broil the whole korban Pesach. After you boil it, then you slice it up, you make the lamps, and you divide it all the shutfim, and then you cut out the gid anasha. So the Ravid says, Ravid writes, funny style, if I would be there and this guy would bring his korban Pesach, I would throw it on the floor and tell him he's not allowed to eat it. What did you do? You broiled the korban Pesach with the gid anasha, you made it all treif. So it's takapella, he made it all treif. So the Kesem Mishnah answers, there's a machlekes hatanoim in chulin perigid anasha, whether yesh begin merayis and tam or ain begin merayis and tam. If you broiled flesh with the gid anasha, does it make everything treif or not? So we paskin, it does not make treif. The gid anasha, you don't say tam kikar on gid anasha. Eitz bi almahu, but Torah asras, it doesn't have enough of a tam that it should say tam kikar. But Tosfos has a machlokes, what about shuman hagid? The fat on top of the gid anasha, the Gemara says, is mutam in Torah, Yisrael kadoshim nagabo iser. The meaning is that we don't eat the shuman hagid. So Tosfos has two days. The shuman hagid asa. Shuman hagid tastes like shuman. Shuman Agid has a flavor. Ain't begid, but I say Tam Agid doesn't have enough of a tam to say Tam Kik, but the Shuman Agid has a flavor. So should I say, since Shuman Agid is only asa because of Gid, and Gid doesn't asa Tam, because ain't given us Tam, so how can the Shuman Agid be more chomer than the Gid itself? That's one opinion of Tosfos, and we don't hold like that opinion. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam holds Lechumra also. The Rambam holds that the Shuman Agid does asa. So the Kesem Mishnah asks, I saved the Rambam from the Ravid's kasha about the Gid Anasha. Gid Anasha does Nasa, because we paskin lahalach and per Gid Anasha, and begin with Nais and Tam. But the Shuman Agid does Asa. So how come the Rambam tells you to broil the whole Korban Pesach all together, and then cut it up, slice it later, and then you cut out the Gid Anasha with the Shuman Agid? So he has a teretz. And the teretz, and Mechudish Dika teretz, he says, the Gemara's Lashon was in per Gid Anasha, Shuman Agid is mutam in Torah, but Yisrael Kedoshim nagubo iser. So he says, the Gemara never said it's awesome in the Rabban, it's only awesome in Taminik. Yisrael Kedoshim, the holy Jewish people, nagubo iser. So he says, whenever you have a conflict between a minig and a real din, so the din wins. So he said, here's a din deraisa. Rosh al Karol val Kirba. You're supposed to broil the whole Korban Pesach together. You're not supposed to chep anything. You're not supposed to cut anything out. So the chutei dam, you have no choice. You have to cut out the chutei dam. Otherwise, it'll last the whole Korban Pesach. Because the tzliya is like malicha. It only takes out the dam in the capillary. It's not going to take out the dam in the arteries or in the veins. So you have no choice. You have to cut out the chutei dam. But since cutting out the shuman agir is only a minig, and the minig is in conflict with the real din, Rosh al-Karol al-Kirba, he's supposed to broil it all together. So he says, once a year, all the Jews eat tam kikar of shuman agir. We all violate the tam of Shuman Agid on Pesach night in the Korban Pesach. All year long we cut it out before, and if you didn't cut it out before, the Shuman Agid will asa the whole flesh. But on Pesach night, since the din requires Rosh Al Krov Al Kirba, you have to do that tzli altogether. You're not supposed to cut anything out. So you only cut out what's required, Mikir Adin, the Chutei HaDam, and the Gid won't asa, so you don't have to cut out the Gid till after you broiled it, and the Shuman Agid is only a minig, so the minig doesn't take precedence over a din.
There's no violation.
Okay, so once a year, we don't observe the minig. You don't say we violate them. Once a year, we don't observe the minig of not eating shuman agit. We cut out as much as we can shuman agit, but the tam kiika we are eating. I don't know. It's a good shaila, yeah.
When does the Gemara say that they were not good?
Don't know. Could be it's afterwards. Could be it's afterwards.
Wasn't there abundant to not eat human like it? Would that be like being, if it applied to Korban Pesach, would that be like being over dominatory become Masai?
No, it's probably B'shein Al Pesach. The correct mitzvah in the Torah is to broil the whole Korban Pesach, Rosh Al Krav Al Kirba, everything. Some of the Rabbanon, they say, if Shimon Agid would have been a Rabbanon, so the Rabbit holds it's been the Rabbanon, and the Rabbit holds you have to cut it out before.
You're not going to be actively being mevatel the assay by cooking it without the Gidan Asher?
Whenever you mevatel an assay, that's always Shein Al Pesach. You mevatel an assay. You didn't do the assay properly.
Even if being mevatel the assay requires a maisa, like you're doing the maisa, and that results in being mevatel the assay. That's also
yeah.
Is there shishin in the whole animal? Can they get the shulman again?
The whole animal would be mitzdarif if you would assume the shulman agid would be nispashet all over the place. Do you have the right to assume? Whenever there's a Dovah Shomein, so there's his pashtus even past the first Kedei Klipa. It goes past Kedei Klipa. But can we be so positive that it's going to be spreading evenly all over to the extent to say his pashtus is B'Shova, so it's bottled B'Shishim? That much we don't know. We have to ask the first Kedei Klipa. So he don't ask her anything. Here the Rambam says he leave the Shuman again. He cut it out afterwards. Interesting, yeah. We were speaking yesterday about being mismana on a Korban Pesach. HaPesach and a Nechel Elo Leminuyov. So the people have to be mimuna on a Korban Pesach. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos, in the first daf in Perek HaOrel, where the Gemara says that an Ebet Knaini cannot become mimuna, as Sugi and Pesachim also, Perek HaIsha. Perek HaIsha is all about who becomes mimuna on a Korban Pesach and how. So the Gemara says explicitly that Abi Kanani can only become a Munah on a Korban Pesach with the authorization of his Adon. So that's what an Abi Divri is, a free man. Abi Divri doesn't need authorization of the Adon to become a Munah on a Korban Pesach. He's on his own. But Abi Kanani is Gufa Kone. So that's what led Taisus to believe. That's a Taisus in the first Amid base in Perika Oriel, in the middle of it, towards the end of the Yavamas, that. There's a Kenyan Isser and an Ebe Knein, and there's no Kenyan Isser and an Ebe Divri. Kenyan Isser and the Ebe Knein, what's the relevance? So we usually say the relevance is that an Ebe Knein shall coin is Echel B'Truma, Ebe Divri shall coin is not Echel B'Truma. So Taisus says, based on that's one difference on the level of the Raisa. Here there's another difference. The Ebe Knein cannot become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization from his Odon. The Odon is the balabas over the Ebed with respect to Issa Vehetta, with respect to Mitzvahs. And the Ebed Ivri is basically a free agent. He can become a Munah, whatever Korban Pesach he wants. The Gemara says, Odom shechet es pischa al yidei bonav v'bnosav haktanim afilu shaloi midaiton. A person can give Korban Pesach to his children if they're before Bar Mitzvah, Bonav Abnos Vaktanim, it's on Peches and Aleph, I think. They Bonav Abnos Vaktanim, even Shalom Yidatim, even if they don't want, even Bal Korcham. So that's a Shaila in the Gemara, that's a Brisa. Bonav Abnos Vakdoilim after Bar Mitzvah, so the parents are not the Balabatim. The children can decide on their own where they want to become a Munah on which Korban Pesach. But Bonav Abnos Vaktanim, before Bar Mitzvah, so the Odom, the parents can be Mamana, the father can be Mamana, them on his Korban Pesach, Afilu Shloimi Daitem, even if they say no. So that's what Taisus there has a discussion on Pechesim and Aleph. There's a famous Taisus, Taisus, the Dima Mascha Sela Bayis Mikomakom. So they refer you to Nidorim Daflam Edvov, but the Gemara has a Machloikis, the Loshon Gemara is where the Sela Beisovis is the Raisa de Rabbonim. What is that expression? The Chumash, it says Sela Beisovis, every family should have one Korban Pesach, and they should all be Memunah, and not Korban Pesach. And if it's a small family, so it's a Lakachu Ushchein HaKor Avelov. Let a few neighbors join together to become Memunah on a Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a machloik is there in the Durm Daf Lamed Vav, what the Sela Beisavis is deraisa, Sela Beisavis lav deraisa. What's the machloik is? Whether the children before Bar Mitzvah, after the father has to be memana them on the Korban Pesach, or he doesn't have to even be memana them on the Korban Pesach. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? If the father's not maman on them on the Korban Pesach, how does he feed them Korban Pesach? It's Ein Nechal Ela L'Menuyev. Isn't it an Iser? And even if you hold that Tosfos presents the Kash, even if you hold like the Gemara in Yevamos and Perek Cherish, if a little kid before bar mitzvah does averus, bezin zat mitzvah to stop him, but the father is not allowed to be machila biyadayim. So here, the father feeds the korban pesach to each one of his little children before bar mitzvah. If they're tahirim, he has to make sure they go to mikveh. They're tahirim, and he's feeding it shaloi l'menuyev. So isn't there an issue? You're not allowed to feed the korban pesach shaloi l'menuyev. So Tosfos has a Shvera Teretz, which has not, people don't like. The Achreinim are not happy about this. Ki hagab nadike chinuch mitzvah shari. Even though it's machila biyadayim, but since you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, you want to be mechanach them and eating Korban Pesach, even though your chinuch is an incorrect, it's an improper chinuch, you're giving it shelo l'mnuyev. So Tosfos says that's okay. So that's what the Achreinim are not happy with that. What do you mean? Let's say I want to train the children, they should eat fleshiks on Shabbos. I'll give them chaza. I'll tell them this is Korban Pesach, and I'll give them chaza. The little kid won't know the difference. I'll tell them this is Korban Pesach. You're allowed to give the kid chaza and say this is Korban Pesach. I'll give him tray for wine and say, here, drink Kiddush wine. So I'll look, it's more expensive. Kosher wine is probably more expensive than non-kosher wine. I don't know, maybe it's the other way. Maybe tray for wine is more expensive. Let's say he has treifa wine. Give the kid treifa wine and say, here's drink from the kiddush and gives him treifa wine. You're allowed to do that. The l'shem, you fool the kid. And since it's l'shem chinuch, you're allowed to do with treifa food. It's very shvet. Yeah.
It's not really like giving treifa wine. He's giving him the real thing. He has a thing that he has.
He's giving him a Korban Pesach,
maybe
but
it's not important enough. It doesn't mean anything here. Because
why doesn't it mean anything?
It's the eating of the Korban Pesach. That he has to be
So some of the Rishonim say like this. They say if a katan before bar mitzvah can't be mamuna, then there's no din of shelo l'menuyev. By children after bar mitzvah, where there's a din, have to be mamuna on a korban pesach. Then mechuyev to eat korban pesach. So then there's an issur shelo l'menuyev. Like tanim who don't have to be mamuna, if he holds tzeila beis avos lav derais, he don't have to be mamana them. So then what it means included in that din is that there's no din of shelo l'menuyev. Okay? So like that, it's fine. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, even though there is an issur shelo l'menuyev, and the father's violating los halachili bi'adai, but since he does, so l'shem chinuch, so it's mutter. So l'shem chinuch, you can give him chazer also, and say, here, have a piece of korban pesach, have some wine from Kiddush. You give him tray for wine. That's a very shvera Tosfos. One of the Mefarshim on the Torah's Kohanim, they have printed the Pirush HaRash. I think they assume it's not by the Rash. The Ravid on Torah's Kohanim, they assume is by the Ravid. And the Rash, they assume is not by the Rash, because it has a lot of lines that they think are, for sure, not correct. So they have there a comment in the Pirush HaRash, which is against Mishnayos, that there's no din that Shelo L'Menuyev is an Iser. The only din is, you're not Yotze the Korban Pesach if it's Shelo L'Menuyev. But there's no avera, so you're eating b'toras kachim kalim. So you're not eating b'toras korban pesach. So it won't be yotzei korban pesach. So they say that that's against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says beferish, if you're going to broil two korbanos pesach in the same oven, and the schmaltz from one is going to spritz on the other one, the Gemara says shelo l'menuyev. 10 people are shutfim on one korban pesach, 10 people shutfim on the other one. And if the schmaltz is going to splash from one to the other, no one's allowed to eat the korban pesach because they're eating shelo l'menuyev. What's that avera? I'm eating a kazayis of my korban pesach, having a little bit of schmaltz from the other korban pesach. What's that avera? So you see, there is an issa. You're not allowed to eat. You're not eat shelo l'menuyev. Not just that you're not yotze. And the pashtus is, what's the issa? So the pashtus is, we spoke the other day when we were still learning Shabbos. I spoke the other day based on the Gemara Mitzochem on the bottom of Mem Aleph Omid Beis. The Gemara says, "The Ochlus Habasa Balayla Hazeh Balayla En Bayom Lo." If you eat Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, you shech the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, and you cannot let it begin eating until Laila. Why can't she eat in the afternoon? Eat a Betoras Kachim Kalim. So he won't be Yotze Betoras Korban Pesach. Eat a Betoras Kachim Kalim. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. That's learned out from the Pasuk. You can only eat the Korban Pesach, but Torah's Korban Pesach. You're not permitted to eat it, but Torah's Kachim Kalim. That's what we mentioned the other day, that the Arsameach writes that the Alduso, who used to think, that even according to Rav Loza ben Azariah, that Chatzos is a real Din D'oraisa, that you can't be yotze korban pesach after chatzos halayla, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat it. After chatzos, you can continue to eat the korban pesach men haTorah. The Torah is kachim kalim. Until he chazed the Gemara again at Dafayin Amid Aleph, and it says beferish that after chatzos coming to Rablozim Hazayin, you're not allowed to eat it at all. So what's the pshat? Why can't you eat it with Torah's kachim kalim? So that's exactly what the pasuk tells you. Achlas sabasa balayla zabalayla and bayom lo. It's not permissible to eat the korban pesach with Torah's kachim kalim. You're only permitted to eat it with Torah's korban pesach. So shalola menuyov. So you can't say like that what the pirish hamiyuchas laharash writes. They say it's not by the Rash. The pirish on Torah's kanim, that's miyuchas to the Rash. It comes to answer this kasha that Tosfos says on pechesam and aleph. If Sela Beisavis lav deraisa, how can you give the bonav of Menos of Haktanim Korban Pesach, you're being machu shalol emnuyah, v'sasa lachila b'yadayim. So then the Pirush HaMiyuchas LaRashi says that there's no issa to eat shalol emnuyah, just that you're not yotze the mitzvah. So the children before by mitzvah, not mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So that's against Mishnah, that's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says if the Shmaltz jumps from one to the other, the Bnei HaChabur are not permitted to eat their Korban Pesach, because you're not permitted to eat shalol emnuyah. Right. One din is to eat truma. Every time shalkain is erchel b'truma, every divri is not shalkain is not erchel b'truma. And this din is that the evikneini cannot become a mun on a korban pesach without authorization from his adon. The Ramban disagrees, but the Abedivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis. It does not show that no one else is muta b'shivcha k'nainis. It does not show that there's a Kenyan Iser even on an Abedivri. So Tais says no, that he's muta b'shivcha k'nainis because he does it in the line of duty. He's meshubit to the Yodon. The Yodon wants him to sleep with the shivcha k'nainis, to have ladders. So he's meshubit, it's muta. And the Ramban in Kiddush and Daf Yud Zayin disagrees with it. He says, no, there's a Kinyan Issa by an Eved with respect to Mutter B'Shivcha Kleinitz. So we spoke about that funny Tosis. That's the Tosis on the first Omid Beis in Perek HaOral in Yevamos. Tosis says that there's no Kinyan Issa at all and an Eved Ivri, and the Ramban disagrees.
Could it be that Shalom Nuyev is only like an Isser and the Gabra and the Sanshayich for that Chinuch wouldn't believe the word? There's no
Isser
for a
katan
to eat it if it's only
Isser and
the Gabra?
Some Rishonim hold that all Isser are just Isser Gabra.
But
Nidorim, the Gemara says, Nidorim are Isser Cheftza, and Hegdish is Isser Cheftza. Vasa Bechalov and everything else is a big Chazer, and the Velas and Trevis, everything's a big Machlekas, 2 days in the every day. With all Isser Torah are Isser Gabra, are Isser Cheftza. Big Machlekas.
That's what
Tosfos
draws the distinction between Shrachs and
Velos
versus this. So maybe like that's, I can't be what he's driving at.
Well, Tosfos on Peches. Yeah. No, Tosfos here it's L'shem Chinuch. Since right. You're doing L'shem Chinuch, L'shem Shamayim, so you can give the Gid Trey for food.
Well, Aser, I'll adum you the Shrachs and the Velos. Right. So what, maybe you're drawing
the
distinction between different types of
could be, could be. Then if the last line is a little bit not meduik, they shouldn't have said l'shem chinuch. They should have just said isa gaber as opposed to isa heft. Could be that the lashon of Tosfos is not so clear. It's a problematic Tosfos. Yeah, the Mishnah says on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph haPesach nishchad b'sholosh kitos shenemar b'shochtos al kol kahal adas Yisrael kohol the aid of Yisrael. You have to have three different, so they used to have, the Azora would fill up, everybody was running to be in the first group, the Azora would fill up, and then they would shech the Korban Pesach in one kito, one kat, then they would all leave, and the second group would go in, and they would leave, and then the third group would come in. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, says on the side, it sounds like the Gemara is quoting an Amora who's commenting on the Mishnah. And the margin it says that this Amora's comment appears in the Mechilta. It means that it's from Tanoim. He didn't, not that the Amora invented it, the Tanoim already said this. That Eina Pesach Nishchat Ela B'Sholosh Kitel Shel Shlosh M'Shlosh M'Nei Odom My Taimo Kohol Eido Yisrael, each one means a minion of 10 people. Eido Hazos goes on the 10 Meraglim. There were 12 Meraglim, and Shubha Kolob said a good report. The Mazaleidor Hazos goes on the 10 Meraglim. So the word Kochel has the connotation of 10, Eid is 10, and Israel is 10. So we are Mesupik. Does it mean you have to have a minimum of 30 people in the Azor when you shech the Korban Pesach? Or no, it means you have to have 10, and you have to have 10, and you have to have 10. So since it's a suffix, how to read the Pasuk, so you should have three groups, and each group should have 30. You should have 30, 30, 30. You're going to have millions of Jews. You're going to have millions of Jews. The Mishnah is Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, a Pesach Nishcha B'Sholosh Kitas, and right after the Mishnah ends on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines at the top, it says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ena Pesach Nishcha Dele B'Sholosh Kitas, Shol Shloshim Shloshim Min Yodim. You have to have three groups, because Kol Eid of Yisrael. But maybe it doesn't mean three groups. Maybe it means you have to have 30 people. So you have to have 30 people the first time, 30 people the second time, and 30 people the third time. So that's how they used to set it up. And then the Mishnah says that Korban Pesach is Ton Hallel, Bishas HaKrove and Bishas HaChila, both. They used to recite Hallel when they were Makrib the Korban Pesach, and then when they ate the Korban Pesach Balaylom, they also said Hallel. The Gemara has a din. You're not allowed to talk when you're eating food. Not allowed, even if I'm not eating, someone else is eating. I'm not allowed to talk to him. I'm not allowed to evoke. You're not allowed to get someone else to talk if he's in the middle of the meal. So you can't say halal in the middle of the meal. So the Mishnah in Arib Sachma says you say part of the halal before the meal, part of the halal after the meal, and then the meal is in the middle. That's called halal b'shas hachila. The halal before and after the meal is kaveh the suda as the suda's hadoya. There is such an institution of Sudas Hadoya. That's what the Netziv explains in his commentary on Chumash. That's the whole idea of a Korban Toida. That it's only Nechol Yom V'Laila. It's not. It's a Korban Toida is really a Shlomim. So it should have been Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echot. But it's a special brand of a Shlomim. So you only eat it Yom V'Laila. You have to invite twice as many people over. And the whole idea is you have a Sudas Hadoya and you express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the meal. So to be kaveh the Sudas Pesach night, as the Sudas Hadoya, so you say part of the halal before, part of the halal after. We follow Beis Hillel, as opposed to Beis Shammai. The Mishnah in the last parak has a machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, how much of the halal do you say before the beginning of the meal, how much after? So Beis Shammai say the first parak in the halal. And we follow Beis Hillel, say the first two prokem. Say Tzitzom in Mitzrayim also, till chalom is lamayin amoyim, and then we have the meal, and we finish the halal after. That's called halal b'shas achila.
Nowadays, everyone talks in the meals, right? So, how come we're allowed to do that?
How come you're allowed to talk in the middle of the meal? The Beheta quotes from the Shalom that you're not allowed to talk after you say al achilas matzah until you eat the afikayma. That's the shaila, what is afikayman all about? So we mentioned yesterday. So the Rosh came up with this chiddush afikayman is zechel korban pesach. So then you can talk all you want. You're ready to yotzei matzah. He said, Allah chiddush matzah, yotzei matzah. But according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, that the ikar mitzvah matzah you have in mind is the afikayman at the end of the meal. Because in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, you used to eat the korban pesach at the end, or they used to eat the matzah at the end also. So we eat the matzah at the end. So why? How can we eat matzah in the beginning? The answer is, you don't want to say shakal and hadama and all the courses in the meal. So you say hamoitzi in the beginning, and then you say alachilas matzah, but you really have a mind not to be yotze with the matzah. You eat in the beginning, you have a mind to be yotze with the matzah at the end. That's what Tosfos learns. So according to them, the ikar mitzvah matzah is really at the end, afikayman. So the Shalom says you shouldn't talk from the time you say alachilas matzah until you eat the afikayman. In Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say like the Shalom. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't talk from the time you say al achilas matzah till after you eat the koirach. Because we eat matzah separately and morah separately, then we eat matzah and morah together. Because there was that's on Kuf Tezvav Manal. Of course, there was a machloikis hatanam hil and a chachamim, whether you have to dafki eat matzah and morah bikricha achas together, or you should dafki eat them separately because mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. If you eat dvar hashus together with a dvar mitzvah for sure, also dvar hashus and mevat mitzvah, that'll kill the mitzvah. Guy's going to eat the banana together with the matzah. So he won't be out in the mitzvah of matzah, because the banana is achila shavishus. In order to elevate achila to the level of a mitzvah, the behemoths also eat food. The non-Jews also eat food. We eat food all year long. So to elevate the eating of the matzah and the maror and the korban pesach to the level of the mitzvah, you have to eat it separately without another dvar hashus. That's a machlekes hatanaim. Would you say mitzvahs mevatel zu azu from the perspective of the mitzvah matzah, maror doesn't belong? So maror is a dvar hashus. So they say no, matzah and the maror you should eat together. So because it's a machlekes, so that's why the Gemara says, the Rambam doesn't quote this, the Gemara says, the way we have in the Gemara, kuftas v'amanal, first you eat the matzah separately, then you eat the maror separately, and then you eat the matzah and the maror together to satisfy Hillel's opinion that it's supposed to be together. So since we're eating koirach, because maybe that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah together with the maror, so it's enshorah, you shouldn't talk. In between the bracha, alachilos matzah, alachilos maror, and the eating of the korach. But in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say you shouldn't talk till you have to eat the afikoyim. That's the Behetet quotes that from the Shalom. Also, Rechik said his grandfather was machma like that, not to eat until after he ate the afikoyim. His grandfather, Abchaim, was machma like that. Yeah, but no one says you're not allowed to talk in the middle of challah. This was a takanas chachamim, that you say part of the challah before, part of the challah after. And you're eating the meal. The eating the meal is a bigger hepsik than talking. Eating a meal is a bigger hefset. One of the gedolim in the Sefer Tnuas HaMusa, he quotes the Rabbi Simcha Zisel, was one of the outstanding talmidim of Rabbi Sol Salanter. Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv, he founded the Talmud Torah in Kelm. Talmud Torah was like a high school with secular education. It was a Musa yeshiva. So Rabbi Simcha Zisel used to stand when he was a young man, always stood when he learned. And he ruined his legs. I mean, he was an old man. He couldn't stand to say Shemana Esrei. He had to sit down all the time in the middle of Shemana Esrei. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, when he davened along Shemana Esrei, he couldn't stand the whole time. And then when he was older, he had to eat on Yom Kippur in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. He's mesupik, whether you say a bracha on the food that he ate in the middle of Shemana Esrei. It's a hepsik. The eating was a bigger hepsik than the bracha. It's a tzorchi and gadol on the whole story. He ate in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. I mean, there was a het to pikuach nefesh. He had to eat, but he didn't have to say the bracha, so he didn't say a bracha, because the bracha would be a hepsik. He had no choice on the eating, but the bracha he left out. Eating the food in the middle of the challah is a bigger hepsik. Kach tikna chachamim, that you eat the meal in the middle. So you're allowed to talk also. You're allowed to talk also in between. They were misakin to say a little bit before, a little bit after.
Can you talk about, like, halachas and what you need? Between Motzi and Korach, can you speak about take this
maror? If it's necessary, letzorach hamitzvah. So you have to give out maror to the people, give out Korach, okay. Tul bruch, yeah. If a person says hamotzi, then he's mapsik before he eats it, he tells all the people, dip it in salt or whatever. So whatever is letzorach is not a hepsik. Just try to avoid as much as possible. The Mishnah describes that the whole Beis Hamikdash was so crowded, the Azara was so crowded. So they used to have, the din is a shechita ksheira bizar. So a non-kohen is permitted to do shechita. Mekabal avielach mitzvahs kohuna. After you do the shechita, the next avoida, the first avoida of shechita ksheira bizar. That's what Gemara has a lot. Shechita lav avoida, he means that it's kosher bizar. It is an avoida, but it's kosher bizar. And then from Kabbalah Saddam, Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, that has to be done by Kohanim. So the Mishnah describes they had shuris, the Beis HaMikdash was packed, it was crowded. The third group was, there was half empty. They barely had 30 people there. Just had 30 people. Everybody wanted to push to be in the first group, or at least the second group. Hardly anybody there in the third group. So the Mishnah says that when they would, the one on the outside of the crowd would shech the Korban Pesach, the balabos, not a kohen was shechted. Then a kohen would do Kabbalah Saddam, and then he would pass the dam to the next kohen. They'd have 35 kohanim in a row, and they would pass the dam to the one who was next to the Mizbech, and he would be Zorik the dam. So they had one row, they had only golden kelim that they would zarek the dam in. One row where they had silver. So they would alternate silver, gold, silver, gold, silver, gold. And it was a spectacle to watch. And they wouldn't mix up the silver with gold. So you'd look, you would see lines of silver and lines of gold. Shura shukula kesev, kesev shura shukula zov zov. The Mishnah sounds like nobody walked at all. It sounds like the first coin did Kabbalah Saddam and he gave it to the next coin. Each one passed it to the Mizbech, then they would zarek the dam. The Gemara in Zvachim has a suffix in the first parak and the Afi Dalet, Hailocha. We do Kabbalah Saddam, they do Hailocha. Hailocha usually means you walk with the dam. What if you do Hailocha Shalom Beregel? The Kohanim are standing, 35 Kohanim in a row. Each one, they're squeezed over there. Each Kohen gives the cup of the dam to the next one, he gives it to the next one. Nobody moves their feet at all. They're just standing still. Is that called Halacha Sadam? Halacha Sholei Beregel. Is that Halacha Sadam or not? So the Gemara says, in Zvachim and over here, Shema Minor, can you prove from this Mishnah? It says, Nosna Lachavera, Lachavera, Lachavera. They passed it to the next one. It sounds like Halacha Sholei Beregel is good. And the Gemara in Zvachim has a suffix about that. So the Gemara says, maybe the Naidi Purta. Maybe someone had to move his legs a little bit to go closer to the Mizbech. Maybe you have to have Halacha Beregel. The Gemara is Mesupik. Was it necessary? Maybe Halacha Sholei Beregel is also good. The Rambam, when he quotes that din, there's a famous line in the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you do Halacha Sholei Beregel, it's a Sveik of a Dina, whether it's kosher or not. So the Rambam says, a Kohen Gadol who did the Zrikas Adam with walking. Why only Kohen Gadol? The same suffix on Kohen Hedyot. Why Kohen Gadol? So some of the Mefarshim mean a tall Kohen. Kohen Gadol means a tall Kohen. He's standing over here, and he leans over here, the Mizbech is over there. So he just leans over, and he does the Zrikas Adam like that. That's a funny expression. Kohen Gadol means a tall Kohen. So they point out that in some of the old Kisviyad, it doesn't say Kohen Gadol, it just says Kohen. But that's a funny Rambam. It's a funny Rambam. Salvation once mentioned it. The Or Yosha talks about it. Or Yosha was Rabbi Herzog's father-in-law, Rabbi Hillman. So he published volumes of Mar Mekoymes, all on Shas, Yerushalmi, and Rambam. So in his Or Yosha on the Rambam, he points out this funny Losh, and he says some say Kohen Gadol means a tall coin, and others say that the old Kisviyat have a different gear, so it just says a plain coin. It's a funny Rambam.
Would they do the Chagigas HaBasar at the same time in the three groups?
Chagigas HaBasar was done before Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, and Korban Pesach was done after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Different times. And when they ate it also, first you eat the Chagigas HaBasar, then you eat the Korban Pesach afterwards. That's why it's a big problem, the last Mishnah and the Mesichta. We don't understand all of it. The Rishayim and Machranim ask, there's a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Berch Birchas HaPesach, Tosis quotes the Rishami there, Kuf HaFal Manah. We have din if you eat Iker and Tofel, you only say a bracha on the Iker, you don't say a bracha on the Tofel. And you have the Sugis that discuss how do you determine what's the Iker and what's the Tofel. So the Machlokes HaTanoim is, maybe I should say the Korban Pesach is the Iker and the Chagigas HaBasar is the Tofel. Especially if you say Chagigas HaBasar is only with the Rabbanim, Mishum Shvira Setzim, then Shemidech Al Sova. Say like that for sure it should have been. So it's a machleg zarekiv and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if you say the bracha on the Korban Pesach, that's the Iker, you don't have to say another bracha on the Chagigas HaBasar. Say the bracha on the Chagigas HaBasar, that's the Tofel. You still have to say a bracha on the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva says, lo zu pateru shel zu, lo zu pateru shel zu. There's no din of Iker and Tofel. You have to, each one needs its own bracha. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, birch ala zevach pater, birch ala pesach pater shel zevach, birch ala Zevach loy pater v'shal Pesach. So the Or Zarua, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Or Zarua in Hilchas Kriyashma has a machloikis with the Rambam in Yerideya. Those who know Yerideya. In Yerideya Simon Yutes. The first section in Yerideya till Hilchas Trefus starts Lamites. The first 38 simanim in Yerideya about Hilchas Shchita. Then starts Hilchas Trefus. So Simon Yutes is Hilchas Bichas HaShchita. Say a bracha before. So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. What's din? A person shechts an animal and he didn't say the bracha in advance. Does it make sense to say the bracha la'achar asiyasan? Kol ha-mitzvah kula marach alayim oivel asiyasan. Suppose you say the bracha immediately before you do the mitzvah. What if you didn't say it before? Can you say the bracha after? So it's a machlek, it's the Rambam and the Or Zarua. So the Rambam says, Masha nasa kvar nasa, farfam. Can't say bracha after. Can only say the bracha before. Can never say after. And the Or Zarua proves from this Mishnah that you can say the bracha after. What's the Mishnah talking about, he asks. What do you mean? Birch Pirchas HaPesach Potter HaShel Zevach. So the Rashi and the Rashbam learn he's eating Leil Pesach. What Birchas HaPesach, Birchas HaZevach? So Rashi and the Rashbam learn there's a Birchas Achilas HaPesach Kedushan Tzatzvanu Lechalas HaPesach, and when you eat the Chagigas HaBasar, you say, Lechalas HaZevach. So if you said the bracha on the Korban Pesach, does that pater the bracha on the Chagigah? What do you mean, you eat the Chagigah before the Korban Pesach? Whenever you eat the tofel before you eat the ikar, of course you say a bracha on the tofel. You only say birch ala ikar poter satvela if you eat them together. If you eat the ikar first, you eat the tofel afterwards. But if first you eat the tofel, then you eat the ikar, so of course you got to say a bracha on the tofel. So what's the Mishnah talking about? How can Rabbi Shmuel say if he said bracha on the Korban Pesach, there's no need to say the bracha on the Chagiga? The Chagiga is eaten before you eat the Korban Pesach. So the other Mefarshim learn in the back of the Gemara, one in the Vilna Dayanim, who was a dying in Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas. There were two brothers, Rabbi Tzal Vilna and Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna. Shlomo of Vilna was the Magia in the Vilna Shas, and his older brother, Rabbi Tzal Vilna, was a super genius. Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna was only a plain genius. Rabbi Tzal Vilna was a super, he was a genius on top, he was a genius square. So he suggests maybe Pshat is not like Rashi and the Rashbam, that it goes Bishas Achila, maybe goes Bishas Hakrova, the Kohanim HaMakriv, because he dug up at the Sefta and Brochas that they used to say Birchas HaMitzvah when they were Makriv Karbonis also. So maybe Pshat is Biruch Ala Pesach, Biruch Ala Zevach, the Kohen said Hashem Kedushana, Bikudushos HaShalam, it's Ivanu, Al Hoylochas Adam. So you got to say a Brocha on the Korban Pesach, you got to say on Hazrikas Adam, on whatever Abayit is doing. HaRaktoris Emurim. So maybe it goes on Bishas HaKrava. Also the same problem. The Thomas, the Chagigas HaBos was brought before the Thomas Shal Ben Abayim, and the Korban Pesach was brought after the Thomas Shal Ben Abayim. It's an hour in between. So what do you mean? Of course you have to say a Brocha on the Chagigas HaBos. It's an hour and a half before the Korban Pesach. I can say a Brocha on the Korban Pesach and Pata the Chagiga. Korban Pesach is going to be after the Chagiga, both in HaKrava as well as in Achila. What's the Mishnah talking about? So the Ozeruah says, Hachem Askinan, he ate the Chagigas Abasa first, and he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzah, Unukim Tepshan. He ate the Chagiga, and he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzah. Or the way Rabbi Tzal Vilna says, he was Zorik the Dam of the Chagigas Abasa before the Tom Shal Ben Abayim, and he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzah, and then he wakes up an hour and a half later. It's a funny pshat. He wakes up an hour and a half later when he's about to be Zorik the Dam of the Korban Pesach. Hey, I didn't say a bracha an hour and a half ago when I was Zorik the Dam, so now he should say B'di'evet. It's a funny pshat. But that's what the Urzaruah says. And the Urzaruah says, from this Mishnah is a raya against the Rambam, that even if he didn't say the bracha in advance, he can still say the bracha later. So he ate the Chagigas HaBasar, and he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzah. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach, so should he say two brachas, or should he say no? Let him say one bracha, L'achilas HaPesach, and that'll cover the Chagiga also, because of Iker and Tofel. So with the Ozeru, it's still difficult. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. No, he just asked, what is he talking about? What's the whole topic? What's the topic on the discussion? The whole story doesn't make any sense. So he says, must be talking about it. He made a mistake, it's B'di'evit. Very not B'mashma like that. That doesn't sound like it's case B'di'evit that he forgot to say a bracha. Yeah.
Doesn't Rabbi Akiva's opinion prove it? Because what Rabbi Akiva would say, in this case where you forget, then you'd make two brachas after.
Got to say two brachas, yeah.
So that proves that Ozerah
learns like that. That it's talking B'di'evit, and he'd say the bracha, L'achar asiyasam on the Chagiga, and he'd say, well, asiyasam on the Pesach, yeah. But it's the whole pshat is a funny pshat. Here, Bitzal Vilna quotes the Or Chodesh. The Or Chodesh is a pilpul sefer. Psachim. So the Or Chodesh has the kasha, and he doesn't have a teret. So he says he should realize, Bitzal Vilna says, should realize, Or Zaru has this kasha. Or Zaru was from the Rishon, that was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg. And the answer that he gives, it's quoted in Yerodea. The Or Zaru is quoted in Yerodea. Same in Yerodea. A funny answer. Very strange answer. The Gemara has a machlokes where the women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, or it's only optional, it's only reshus. It should have been a mitzvah saseh shas mangrama. You should have said that women are potter. So if you want to say women are mechuyev, so the pashtus is, the burden of proof is on the one who wants to say women are mechuyev. You go through the Gemara and Tzadik Aleph and Beis, the premise of the Gemara is fakert. The Gemara, the svara hachitzayna of the Gemara is, the Gemara is assuming, Svarcha says that women are mechuyev. And if you want to say women are potter, so the burden of proof is on the one who wants to say the potter. Why should the Svarcha say that? Why does the Gemara start off with the premise that the women should be mechuyev? It should have started off with the premise women are not mechuyev, because it's a mitzvah says Shazman Grama. So the Sfasemis asked that question. Very strange. It's for so many 2,000 years, nobody has the question, Tillis Vasemis. Vasemis was in the early 1900s. He was the first one to wake up, the late 1800s, early 1900s. So he says, and then he has a Tosfos in Megillah. He says, maybe since there's Kores, whoever doesn't bring, there usually Kores is for violating an Aveira. There are two mitzvahs associated with this Kores, Pesach and Milah. The first Mishnah in Krisus points it out. Pesach and Milah, there's Kores, even though there's no Lav. So maybe since there's Kores, that should be an indication that whoever doesn't bring a Korban Pesach not only has failed to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, the fact that there's Kores seems to show that there's an Aveira. It's an Aveira not to bring a Korban Pesach. If you don't like tefillin, you didn't do a mitzvah. If you don't eat matzah, you didn't do a mitzvah. If you don't shake a lulav, you didn't do a mitzvah. But over here, if you don't bring a Korban Pesach, not only you didn't do a mitzvah, it's considered an Aveira. When it comes to Aveiras, lavim, even as mangroma women are mechuyim. When in Isurim, there's no din of Zman Grama, only a mitzvah. So that's his suggestion. And then he quotes it, there's a Tosfos in Megillah, sounds like they say that, because there's a famous Tosfos in Kiddushin, where Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. The Gemara needs a pasuk to say that women are not mechuyev to be mal their sons. Only the father's mechuyev alam was mal. The women are not mechuyev. So Tosfos asks, why do you need a pasuk to establish that women are potter? Milas as man grama, you can only do bayoma, not balayla. So women should be putter. It's a mitzvah says shas man grama. So many different answers are given. So Tosfos and Megillah gives this answer: since there's kores for the one who doesn't have a bris milah, so therefore the women would have been mechuyev. What does it mean? It means that fulfilling bris milah is not only a mitzvah saseh. If you don't do bris milah, there's an avera. So an avera is even as mangram of women are mechuyev. The only potter for mitzvah saseh. So Tosfos is not sure whether that's a valid answer because there's never chorus on the father who's not mal the son. Only chorus on the child. When the child becomes by mitzvah and he doesn't take care of his own bris milah, then he'll be chayv chorus. There's never chorus on the father. So that's why the Balei Tosfos had a suffix whether that's a valid answer or not. But by Korban Pesach, the person that doesn't participate in Korban Pesach, he himself is going to be Chayv Kores. So that's what the Sfasema says. That should be an indication that not bringing Korban Pesach is not just a bit like say, it's an Avera. So Avera even is Bangram and Noshim HaMechuyiv.
If it's an Avera, so why does the Mishnah increase
because
we say that it's
Mila Pesach Be'aseh? Mishnah says, therefore, there's no Chatos. You only Chayv if a person violates Kores, the Shoigeg, he has to bring a Chatos, except for Pesach and Milah. Because by Pesach and Milah, it's only a mitzvah saseh.
But it's also a lav.
No, it's not a lav. It is an Iser. It's an Iser saseh. It's not an Iser lav, it's an Iser saseh. So the Mishnah increases, just said, the first Mishnah increases said, there's no Chiyuv Chatos. What's the difference halacha lemaisa by the women are mechuyev or not? So one difference: what if a woman doesn't want to bring korban pesach? Okay, the woman has to go to mikvah, of course. If she's tamei, she can't eat korban pesach. That's out of the question. But even if the woman is tahora, if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. If you hold rishus, if you hold chayva, the women are mechuyev. There's a gemara earlier in Tess on the base, where the gemara has like this: how do you calculate whether roiv hatzibur is tamei or tahor? If roiv hatzibur is tamei, then the pesach is bo betuma. Who do you include women in the calculation? So the Gemara in Ayin Tes Amud Beis says it depends. If Noshim Barish and Chayvav, women are just as obligated as men, then you calculate based on men and women. From the people who are Mechuyev, are Rav of the people Tomei, or the Rav of the people are Tohar? Masha'enikin, if you're Noshim Barish and Rishus, women are not Mechuyev, then you don't include women when you make the Cheshbon, when you make the calculation. You just include the men. If Rav of the men are Tomei, then it's a Pesach Abba Betumna. And you forget about the women.
If you take the standpoint of the Sfasanis, can you just give a simple answer that since it can't be hookish to other, like spilt, maybe packages to Tamatar and Billin, that's how we know that this association is my grandma, not from my cultura, but if this is different, if this is Mr. Kari, so you wouldn't be able to make that opinion on.
You could say like that. The reason why I present it like this is because there's a Lecha Mishnah and Hilchas Sanhedrin who quotes the Pirush HaMishnayos HaRambam. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Makkos, on the third parak in Makkos, Eloheinu HaLoikin, So the Rambam writes, you should realize that whenever there's kores, there's always a lav. So the Lechem Mishnah says it's not true. Pesach Hamilah. The Mishnah says Pesach Hamilah, there's kores and there's no lav. So he doesn't have an answer. So one could perhaps say that that's the pshat. The way the, I don't think the, so Asemes doesn't quote that Lechem Mishnah with that Rambam, but it could be that that's what motivated him to say his whole pshat. He said, because whenever there's kores, it shows that there's an iser. And iser, women are mechoyvim if it's magram. You could have said it easier, just that it's not dumya, the whole hekesh, it's not dumya to the others. But if you say this way, then you even understand that Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah. Okay, well then that will continue on Sunday.
Say that it's other set of bias means the woman too.